One time I was at this drive-thru window waiting to get some food. And the guy in front of me was driving an expensive car. And he was also wearing a fancy suit. And I could tell that he was wearing a fancy suit because he was leaning out the window of his car about halfway, yelling at who had ever given him his food. And I was behind him in my old car, wondering what could have possibly gone so wrong with some food. And when it come my turn to get my food, I look in the window there, and I seen this high school kid sweat all on his face. And I was immediately overwhelmed with empathy for that old man in that fancy car. And I'll tell you why. Because I can't even imagine. What it wouldn't even matter what you had if what you had to do to get what you had turned you into that kind of person before you could even get home with it. You don't really have it. Sure, you might have some money, but the people that are helping you spend it, they don't like you. And as I was driving home, I wondered to myself what kind of a day you would have to act that way at the drive-thru window. And I made up these words that I would like to sing for you now. They named that day, oh, Kiss-Ass Handelman, Vice President of Human Resources or something. He stood up and made a speech about how we was all gonna have to work even harder now. I thought, harder now? Harder at what? I would give anything to get up and walk out of here, but I am stuck on the corner of sanity and madness. I'm looking them over. I can't see no difference. We're making money out of paper, paper out of trees. We're making so much money we can hardly breathe. You ought to hear the stuff that I get from my daughter. She says she can't stand the sight of the car I bought her. It's gonna ruin her life forever if she don't ride a ragtop. Her and her mother spend my money pretty much nonstop. They're trying to break us for the sake of our neighborhood. They need everybody up and down our street to think we're doing good. We're stuck on the corner. Sanity and madness. I'm looking them over. Can't see no difference. We make the money out of paper, the paper out of trees. We making so much money we can hardly breathe. I didn't even want to study economics. My parents made me because they said it would be practical. I can't make my kid do a goddamn thing I tell him to. That kid's an unrepentant radical. He is as unimpressed by these plaques in my cubicle as I am secretly impressed with his ability to look at everything so completely irresponsibly. I'm stuck on the corner of sanity and madness. I'm looking them over. I can't see no difference. We're making money out of paper, paper out of trees. We're making so much money we can hardly breathe. Oh, look out. Well, you know, now I have to call him Mr. Handelman. Ugh. Drove home from work as mad as I'd ever been, and then I nearly jerked this kid out of a drive-thru window. He said, will that be everything? I said, what would you know? You are looking at a man about to buy his kid a ragtop. What are you driving? A bicycle, you little punk? I'm stuck on the corner of sanity and madness. Yeah, I'm looking them over. I can't see no difference. We're making money out of paper, paper out of trees. Making so much money we can hardly breathe. Making so much money we can hardly breathe. Making so much money, I said we're making so much money we can hardly breathe.